Is it pretty impressive how far he took it? Because some people just buy a WWE belt. He has the Packers thing on. I mean,
he bought it out to the field.
Yeah.
You know, some guys leave it in the locker room. So, but what he's trying to do, and I love it, is that he's trying to get the best out of everybody. You know, he's had a lot of success. He's a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro. And now he wants everybody else to come up to that level, too. And he knows the best way to get that out of people is by demanding great competition. He wants that free agent rookie to come at him the same way Clay and Nick Perry would. You know, so, and that's going to make him better, and it's going to make them better. And I love it. It's just all about good competition. Temper's going to flare. It's going to get heated. But like I said, you know, you and your brother will get into some fights, but you will not let anyone else put their hands on your brother. And that's how we're doing. Going to get into it with each other. And I'll stand up for you guys. Going to get into it with each other. And when game time comes around, it's us versus them.
What did you see from Lane today? He had one good rep against you.
Yeah, the rep when I slipped. But Lane has gotten way better. And if he can handle my bull rush, which he has gotten a lot better every year, then ain't no way anybody going to knock him off his suit. We saw that last year, man. Lane has gotten better every year. And I'm looking forward to keep fighting against him, man. It's a good battle we have.
Did you watch Josh Jones with any interest today?
Josh Jones is exactly what we thought he was. Comes in, he's quiet, and he shows up with bad attitude. And that's what you need out there on the defense side of the ball.
I think that's what Richard Rodgers was saying, just congratulations on bringing that bad attitude.
I don't know what Richard said, but if people are noticing that he's playing with a mean streak, then that's definitely a good thing. I saw it a while back, and just his demeanor alone screams out that he's here for business, and that's always welcome, especially from young guys.
Mike, you've been saying that for a while, though, that this defense needs to kind of punch somebody in the mouth.
And we have. Right. We have, you know, and we've gotten better with each and every year. We've been bringing guys in that exhibit that attitude. Clinton Dix, Guyan, Ricky Jean, Julius while he was here, and now we drafted Josh. So it's good to have guys coming in with that hit you in the mouth type of mentality. And we just have to keep on building on it. Today was a very good practice. Nobody backed down from anybody. Everybody went hard, but nobody complained about, you know, there was no brother-in-law or anything like that. It was a lot of just good, hard, consistent competition. And if we keep doing that, we're going to like our results on game day.
Ricky called the first day of pads Christmas in July. You tend to agree with that?
Absolutely. And it's always the best day of camp. The first day of pads is always the best day of camp. Then the last day of camp probably comes in a close second. But the first day of pads is always the best day of camp. Everybody looks forward to it.